Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and South Korean President Moon Jae-in are on heavy fortified demilitarized zone between the countries for the first summit in more than 10 years. That story now from Reuters' Eve Johnson.
The meeting is aimed at ending a conflict that goes all the way back to the war and easing tensions over Pyongyang's nuclear weapons program. Kim stopped to sign a guestbook at the venue for the talks, writing, "A new history starts now." The leader recently surprised the world by announcing he was dismantling the country's only known nuclear test site. But there is still plenty of skepticism among experts. Some question whether Kim is ready to abandon the hard-earned nuclear arsenal his country has developed and defended for decades. North and South Korea are still technically at war because the Korean War ended in a truce, not in a peace treaty. Meanwhile, the United States is watching the summit with interest. President Donald Trump has his own meeting with Kim lined up in May or June. The White House says it's hopeful that the talks will help create peace and prosperity on the Korean Peninsula.
And as Reuters' Eve Johnson reporting, United Nations investigators have uncovered 5 mass graves in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, scene of nearly 20 years of fierce ethnic fighting. Congolese officials say they have no knowledge of mass graves. Meantime, fighting over land use, politics, and more erupted in 1999. UN envoy for the Middle East peace process warns that Gaza could erupt into a conflict and urged de-escalation. Ongoing Palestinian protests are taking place in the lead-up to the 70th anniversary of Israel's creation when Palestinians were displaced. UN says 35 Palestinians have been killed in these recent protests. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says there has been no decision made on any U.S. withdrawal from the 2015 nuclear agreement with Iran, but Washington is working with its European allies to see if there are ways to improve the pact. Joint Chiefs Chairman General Joseph Dunford tells lawmakers the U.S. needs to be ready for all the problems Iran presents.
It's the nuclear threat, it's the missile threat, it's the cyber threat, it's the maritime threat, and it's the sponsorship of proxy. So at the end of the day, it'll be the president's decision as to what the framework is for dealing with all those challenges. My role is to try to highlight those challenges and to make sure that whatever decision is made addresses them as effectively as we can.
President Trump faces a May 12th deadline on whether or not to reimpose some of the economic sanctions that were lifted on Iran in exchange for limits on the country's nuclear development, part of that 2015 deal. U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee has approved a bill that would protect from arbitrary dismissal the special counsel investigating Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. election. While marking a strong show of support for special counsel Robert Mueller, who was under frequent attack by President Trump and some Republicans, the bill is unlikely to become law in the face of Republican opposition. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says President Trump will not fire Mueller, and therefore there will be no need to bring the measure to the Senate floor for a vote. Former director of the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency Mike Pompeo has been sworn in as Secretary of State after a divided congressional vote to okay his nomination by President Trump. AP Sagar Magani reports.
It was one of the slimmest margins in recent history for somebody nominated as the nation's top diplomat.
The yeas are 57, the nays are 42.
Since the Carter administration, every Secretary of State nominee had gotten at least 85 yes votes, except one, Rex Tillerson, whom Pompeo will replace. He is expected to guide the administration's foreign policy more to the right while facing a long list of pressing issues, including a decision on the Iran nuclear deal and the president's upcoming summit with North Korea's leader. Pompeo's jumping right in. He is expected at a NATO summit in Europe. Sagar Magani at the White House.
U.S. comedian and actor Bill Cosby has been convicted of drugging and molesting a one-time friend in 2004, which could send him to prison for the rest of his life. In all, more than 60 women have accused Cosby of sexually assaulting them over the several decades. You can get more on that story and all the Hours News at our website, voanews.com, and on the VOA mobile app. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.